Before we scatter, I just want you to do the rundown one more time. The most important thing for you to know is that after worship today, we're going to eat. And so we hope you'll all join us down in the Thunder Crop for good food. Typical of our seniors, there's enough room to feed three times the number of people who are here. So please come down and do your best to help preserve us from loved ones. It's good to be together and be good with fellowship. The question keeps being asked, so what now? So I just want to walk us through this very briefly. What's happening today is we're giving thanks for the use of this building and space and the power of the Lord. Today is not the last service in this building. It's the last regular Sunday morning service in this building. Why do I say that? Because next Sunday, Christmas Eve, many of us will be back here again at 7:30 in the evening for the last regular worship service in the Lord's name. At the end of that service, rather than blowing out our little candles, we're going to march them right out into the light and carry our light into the world. And then we're going to take a deep cleansing breath. And there will be no services on December 31st. An announcement will be mailed out that Bible study will resume at the parsonage with Vicar Joshua. And on Sunday, January 7th, we will celebrate the Holy Communion in the parsonage living room and talk about what's next. In the in-between time, a property manager will come on and help us take stock of the very rich legacy of this place and get us ready to share some of those gifts with others and to store some of these gifts for future use of the congregation. Now, I was walking down the hallway, and I will say there are a couple of people who said, what's going to happen to this picture? What's going to happen to this picture? Well, I just want to assure you, they're not going to be stacked in the dumpster by any stretch of the imagination. Many things will be photographed for archive purposes. I know it sounds ridiculous, pictures and pictures, but that's how they want to be archives. And before this building passes into the hands of another, some of the memorabilia of this place will be laid out and you'll be invited to come and take care of whatever it is that you can take care of on behalf of the congregation. Maybe it's a confirmation picture. Maybe not yours, but maybe your parents or your grandparents. Maybe it's a particular hymnal or Bible. But there will be an opportunity to share those things a little bit later in the process. Nothing has happened. The building is still firmly in the hands of the congregation. And on January 1st, when we mail out the reminder about January 7th, I'll also be trustees who will help us care for this ministry as it transitions. Vicar Joshua will remain in place, although I'm going to assign him to other Sunday morning responsibilities. He is the first phone call if someone has a need for pastoral care, there's a death or an emergency. Deacon Robin remains in place, although she will no longer be tying the organ back together with chewing gum and duct tape after Sunday. And myself, Pastor Arlen, Pastor Christie, are also available to be helpful in this time of transition. Our Savior's Church continues to exist and will just do so without this building until God reveals what's next for this people. So again, I hope that you'll come back for Christmas Eve at 7:30, that you will join Vicar Joshua on the Bible study, that you will adore January 7th at 3 o'clock when we gather in the parsonage living room to consider well what it is that God is calling to us to be about. Calling us to do this. Does anyone have any questions? Don't steal any of the furniture yet. Don't take the toilet paper from the bathroom. That would make for a very unfortunate circumstance when running out of the building. Yes, sir?
Yeah, can we get some numbers from the church and stuff? I mean, we'll make them back after the church, and
Pastor Jones, very good pastor, he's a good pastor. Pastor Fizzing, and now Pastor Jerry Cross.
Yes.
I mean, it's really kind of hard to see this church for the whole.
Yes. So what is it that specifically you're looking to take with you?
I'm not sure if they want to find out on board that I ask them to see what I can find out, but I do it on the board.
Okay. My intent is that everything will stay in place until after we've had a chance to invite everyone back to take those things that will not convey to the building or be put aside for use of other ministries. So there will be a chance to come back and to claim some piece of this place for us to take into the stewardship of our homes and lives. Yes,
ma'am? Is there simply
a church record that will be kept? Yes. Church records will be kept in our city office for 1 year after we've made a decision as to what happens next for the congregation that continues, and then they'll be archived to the beginning of the city. Good question.
What time on January 2nd?
3 o'clock. And there'll be a mailer to remind us of that.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
What about the place to the family that who passed from the good, from the past, that has passed away from the mom, maybe, or the name tag is on the side of the
So the plaques that are used and different things around the country will be collected, and folks will have the chance to take those things with them if they care to when we call everyone back for that place. Nothing will be disposed of. It will be offered for others to use first. Reasonable question. Any other questions? Deacon Robin very helpfully put the bulletin, a list of service times for joining congregations on the very back page. That is for you to use until January 7th when we gather again for our next conversation. It's in part to encourage us to find a community of faith if we're not going to continue in the very little band, to find a place where we'll be encouraged and blessed as the people of God. Any other questions? Let's pray for the food, then give thanks for this place, receive the benediction, and in an act of really nasty thing that I did today, I slipped a Christmas carol that was the closing hymn to drive Deacon Robin crazy. Joy I could. But I'll think that you'll find this Christmas carol will take on a new meaning as we sing through the words, which remind us of the promise of Christmas for those of us who need to rest beside the new day. Let's pray over the meal. The Lord be with you. Bless, O Lord, the gifts that have been prepared for us so we might take fellowship with one another, that we might nourish the body, soul, and spirit, and that together we should be sent out to be the body of Christ, the light of the world. Bless the hands that have prepared and the hearts that have shared. In Jesus' name, amen. Please rise if you like. My dear sisters and brothers in Christ, let us give thanks for this church building which was dedicated for the ministry of God's Word and for its sacraments, but in time will no longer be used for such a purpose.
Moses said to the Lord, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? The Lord replied, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of the universe. You fill the entire world with your presence. Your name is to be hallowed throughout the earth. Receive our praise and thanksgiving for the blessings, health, and comfort which you have bestowed upon your people in this house of worship. Continue your mercies to your church, that we should be conscious of your unchanging love as we take leave of this place of worship. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
May Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon you and scatter darkness from before your path. Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless you now